Have you ever wondered what was going on between the ears of your crush? Ever wondered where things are going with the guy you're dating? Are you dissatisfied with your love life? Are you happily attached but still want to improve things? If so, you have come to the right place. I am proud to share with you that your search is over. You are now listening to
What Is He Thinking?
What is he thinking?
What is he thinking?
The Dating and Relationship Podcast for the benefit of women from the perspective of men. And now, without further ado, your host, Alexander B. Stevens.
What's going on? This is Alexander B. Telling the Truth Stevens here, and I'm your host to the podcast growing in popularity entitled What Is He Thinking? In this podcast, we do something a little bit different here. We tell you the truth with no chaser. We give you real information and real perspectives from men that you can use to improve your love life. I don't sell dreams here, and I'm not trying to coddle you because I respect you too much to do that. My sole purpose with this podcast is to be helpful. Well, let's get to it. In this episode, episode 6 of season 2, episode 28 overall, we're going to conclude the topic subject matter of why men do not approach women anymore, or at least not as much as they used to. Pastor Blake's gave you his list of 10 reasons, some of which I thought were pretty good and others I thought were eh. And now I'm going to touch on 9 more reasons that he forgot to address, that he failed to mention, why men don't approach you. My list starts off with a few items that you have control over, and if you change your actions, you can mitigate these reasons and increase your chances of a man approaching you. And then the last half of the list is basically just being given to you on this podcast for your edification and education, because you, especially you as an individual, can't really do much of anything about these reasons, nor can you do anything to solve these problems. So without any further delay, let's get into it. The first reason why you don't get approached is because you don't go out enough. Amazon is a beautiful thing. It's a great company. It's quadrupled in size over the last 10 years. But one thing that it represents is that it represents the beginning of the end of people going outside of their house, leaving their normal circle of friends, and interacting with strangers in order to acquire goods and run errands. Amazon, Uber Eats, Grubhub, grocery delivery. Basically, all of these delivery services have made it so that outside of going to work, a person doesn't have to leave their house much at all anymore. What has this caused? Way more sitting around at the house and way less meeting new people out and about while living life. If you're married, if you're in a loving relationship, then this is fine. But if you are a woman who is single and doesn't want to be, this is terrible. The odds of the Amazon delivery driver or the Chinese food delivery guy being your Prince Charming is slim to none. Alexander B. suggests that despite all of these wonderful, convenient technologies, that you ignore them, at least most of the time, and actually still go out and physically buy your groceries, buy your clothes, and things of that nature, so that you're out and about and actually able and available to be approached. Why aren't you being approached the way that you want to be or as frequently as you want to be? Because nobody can approach you when you are on your couch in your house. You cannot be approached, not in the traditional sense anyway. Reason number 2 why you don't get approached is that you no longer spend time in the places where it is the easiest for a man to approach you. You no longer spend time in the places that are conducive to natural, easy approaches. Many women have stopped going out to some of the formerly most popular places and or spending time in these particular spaces where men approaching women is the easiest. Three of the top five best places that a person would meet their spouse back during the baby boomer generation are now currently completely off the board and basically eliminated as an option of a place where you can meet your person. Before I get into those places, I just want to share with you something that I came across last year that applies to friendship, but I definitely think it also can apply to romantic interactions, and that is, there are three things required to make a friend organically. One, proximity. Two, repeated, unscheduled, unplanned interactions. And three, an environment or setting that people feel comfortable with letting their hair down and being authentic. So let's think, where are some places where these three things happen? School. You have very, very good proximity to individuals of your own age category and the opposite gender. You have repeated yet unscheduled interactions. And when I say unscheduled, I mean you don't have to plan it. The school plans it for you. Whoever assigned dorm rooms did it for you. You don't have to go out of your way to try to see somebody because the way your life is structured, you're just gonna see them X amount of times per week automatically. And lastly, you're in an environment where you feel comfortable in and you don't feel like you have to act fake. You can let your hair down and actually be real at the lunch table, on the bus, in between classes, in the dorms, etc. So because of these three things, the majority of people's closest friends they met in college or high school. What are some other places? Well, the neighborhood, church, work. These are places where, at least 50 years ago this was true, you're in close proximity to people that are in your own socioeconomic age group, age bracket. You see them repeatedly. You don't have to schedule seeing them. You're just gonna automatically see them X amount of times per week or per month. And lastly, these are all places where you can relax and actually be your true authentic self and not have to worry about judgment or there being any negative repercussions. Therefore, correspondingly, all of the aforementioned places are the top places that people met their spouse before 1975. Alexander B., it's basically 2022. Don't talk to me about 1975. Talk to me about what's going on now. Okay, I will. The last three places that I mentioned that were formerly top spots to meet a spouse now are completely at the bottom of the list. Starting off with work. This was mentioned in the previous episode, but Me Too and sexual harassment concerns have turned work into a very risky place for a man to approach you. Therefore, many won't. Two, the neighborhood. Outside of economically downtrodden areas where typically there's a high crime rate, people don't know their neighbors anymore. People don't live in the same area for as long as they used to anymore. Extended families don't all live in the same part of town for generations and generations like they used to anymore. Neighbors don't borrow things from each other or use each other as low-cost babysitters anymore, etc., etc. The unity of the community is at an all-time low, and we are more individualistic now than ever before. This is good for certain things, but bad for creating an environment of trust, an environment of seeing people regularly, an environment of repeated interactions, an environment of friendship. So because of this, the people in your neighborhood, on your street, in your community are no longer a part of your social circle and extended network like they once were in previous generations. Therefore, the odds of one of your neighbors approaching you romantically are slim to none. But not only that, the networks that they are attached to, your neighbor's cousins, your neighbor's friends, your neighbor's extended family, all these people who, for former generations, were only 1 or 2 degrees separated from you, and because of this, might feel comfortable approaching you romantically if they were in the area visiting, now are complete randoms and strangers that you have no comfort with, no common linkage to, that you wouldn't give the time of day. And the last place that no longer is a real option is church. Let's just face it, religion is on the decline. It is at a historical all-time low. So the number of people going to church is in the toilet. But not only that, the gender ratio is completely off in most religious organizations. Furthermore, the gender relations between men and women inside religious communities, Christianity more specifically, is as strained as it ever has been before because of the infiltration, mixing, and the sheer contradiction that our modern Western culture and third, fourth wave feminism has with scriptural doctrine and conservative Christian traditions. Many men in the church today feel like women of today's church are no different than women outside the church, except more judgment to be subjected to and extra rules that they're going to hold you to as a man that make dating and relationships less fun, while simultaneously not holding themselves up to biblical standards because some of those go against modern feminism and 21st century Western cultural norms. So instead of finding a woman who has the same values as he does, he finds a woman that is more difficult to date than a woman out in the world. So he thinks, church isn't the place to approach anyone. I might as well find me a girl out in the world who isn't that religious and doesn't really go to church. Another issue is people who do go to church often go to church with people who live 15, 20, 45 minutes away from them. When two generations ago, most of these people would have been somebody you were neighbors with. Mix in the fact that people come less regularly and participate in non-Sunday morning church activities at the lowest frequency in history. Combine all these issues together and put them in the oven for an hour, and you get a nice casserole of the antithesis of the proper environment required for men to eagerly and regularly approach women romantically. Church, work, the neighborhood, these are all places where people no longer feel comfortable letting your hair down and being 100% authentic. So unfortunately, people often have their guard up when interacting with others in these places. Reason number two why you don't get approached: because you don't spend any time, or you don't spend much time, in the formerly most popular places that natural connections and natural approaches used to occur. Additionally, the quality of these formerly most popular places that spouses met has gone drastically downhill in regards to being a safe place to pursue romantic interests. The third reason why you don't get approached is because you do next to nothing that men want or like, and or you carry yourself in a manner that men aren't attracted to. I alluded to this in an earlier podcast, and I will say it again. Once upon a time, parents, mothers in particular, thought that part of raising a daughter was giving her the skills, knowledge, and advice needed in order for her to one day, preferably while she was still in her 20s, become some man's wife. In the 21st century, that is no longer the case. The best thing a parent will do nowadays for their daughter is to train her to prepare herself to not be in a relationship or to be able to survive after a relationship fails. It's like Plan B, the backup plan to make sure you're okay no matter what, has become immensely more important than Plan A, settling down and being a family woman in a married two-parent stable home. Anyway, this shift in parenting and our society has definitely left its imprint on single Generation X, Millennial, and older Xennial women. So let me ask you a question. When you put on your clothes before you leave the house, or when you buy clothes at the mall or online, how much do you concern yourself or even think about men and their opinions of what you're going to wear? How many skills have you learned or developed that you think would be conducive of being a family woman, or that you think would attract men? When you walk around in your leisure time, or when you're running errands outside of work, do you always have your headphones on, AirPods in, always fooling around with your phone? Do you carry yourself in an approachable manner, a feminine manner, looking friendly? Or are you stomping around, power walking in the masculine energy that you put on for your job and never took off after you clocked out? You are not being approached because you live your life completely unconcerned and uninterested in what men want, like, and or are attracted to. The world taught you that being unconcerned with men's preferences and desires is perfectly fine. You just do you with no additional consideration or thought, and eventually some guy will like it, cold approach you, and completely accept you. Well, I have some bad news for you. Your parents failed to fully prepare you for adulthood. The world doesn't care about you. And as you look down at your naked left ring finger for the 10th, 12th, 20th holiday season in a row, you should come to the conclusion yourself that the world lied to you. So be more conscious of what you wear, your decisions, and how you carry yourself anytime you leave the house. Concern yourself more with, / become interested in what guys actually want and desire, and actively try to add some of those things to your toolbox. And lastly, generally make it a point to be more approachable by living in the moment, being undistracted, friendly, and in your feminine energy. Do these things, and there's no doubt in my mind that the number of times you will be approached will increase. All right, let's move to the part of the list that women really don't have that much control over, but they still are reasons why men don't approach you. First, he thinks you already have a man. I have not done the research on this, but I have heard that women who are average to above average get approached the most, and the most attractive women get approached the least. Why is this so? Why is this true, even though most men want the most attractive women? For multiple reasons, but one of these reasons is because a man assumes a woman who's a 8, 9, or 10 already has a man, so he doesn't even try. So the women that men want the most, they tend to shy away from approaching because they either think they can't get her, she already has somebody, or there's something wrong with her as far as she's materialistic, shallow, or something wrong with her, because how can you be this beautiful and still on the market? So why do men not approach you? Well, if you are extremely attractive, that could be part of the reason why, because some men don't approach because they assume that you already have a man. They assume this based off your beauty or the way you carry yourself. Next reason why men don't approach is because men of the current generation and the generation coming up were not taught how to deal with women. They were not taught how to flirt or approach. Many people think that a lot of things that have to do with dating and relationships
just are natural.
And, oh, just be yourself, and this is natural, and that's natural, and do what you feel, and everything will be okay. And, especially for men, this just isn't true. What women think is natural, many times, is practiced for the man. What feels natural to the woman, some of the man had to screw up 5-10 times before he could master it and do it right on his side. Some men aren't built to learn through trial and error. They would much rather learn through somebody giving them direct advice or an example that they could watch with their own two eyes. But since the majority of boys growing up in today's society, the Western society, grow up without fathers, they have no one with any kind of real world life experience to show them or tell them how to deal with women. They have to learn through friends who are just as clueless as they are, just as young and stupid as they are, or they have to learn based on what they see on TV and movies, which we all know is fabricated nonsense most of the time. The only one who can teach a boy how to be a man, the only person who can really teach a fisherman how to catch fish, is a cool uncle, a much older brother, or a dad. But with all these single parent homes and with the dissolution and weakening of individuals' relationship with their extended family, there are just no men in boys' life to let them know the pointers and tips and tricks as to how they can deal with women with some level of success. So, why do some men not approach women, or why do they not approach you? They never were taught anything. They were not taught how to approach. They were not taught how to deal with women, and they are either delinquent and delayed in their trial and error self-education, or they're just not built to learn through trial and error, so they just sit on the sidelines and hope they get lucky. So what can women do about this to maybe mitigate or avoid this problem? Well, like I said before, there's nothing you can really do to solve or fix this problem for yourself, but you can do something to try to prevent it from being a problem for the next generation, and that is making sure
the father of your kids are in their life, especially after the age of 10. The ideal situation, of course, is to marry the father of your kids and live with them in the same house for at least 20 years, enough time for all the kids to get out the house. But if you can't do that, you must make sure your sons have strong, regular, positive male influences in their life on a continuous, repeated, regular basis. Whether that's your brother, your dad, his real dad, his uncles, some older cousins, you must have some type of model to follow, some type of male leadership, guidance, some type of masculine energy in order for him to learn the ways of the man and how to deal with the women. Otherwise, you're just going to be contributing to the problem that you're suffering from personally to this day. Next reason why men do not approach, at least do not approach as often as they used to, is that some men are definitely afraid of being used. They are scarred from the past. Some woman in his past, he gave his all to, she used him up and spit him out, discarded him, broke his heart, and moved on. And now he's afraid of something like that happening again. Typically, when a guy gets used up or messed over or screwed over, one of two things happens. One, he withdraws and stops playing the game, stops approaching as much, maybe switches his dating strategy to something that has less risk, or a man turns into a savage and turns into the guy that most women say they hate. Said this before, and I'll say it again, most savages are made, not born. Savages are made, not born, by the way women treat them. Anyway, if a guy has been screwed over by a woman, or even if he hasn't, but he has a friend who has, or shoot, maybe he's addicted to YouTube and he just sees a bunch of guys on YouTube complaining about women who have screwed those individuals over, this can make him hesitant to approach you. Once upon a time, at least men think that women didn't really aim to take advantage or use men like some women do today. But now who's to say how true that was or not? It was a different time, gender roles, education, jobs, we all know what that's all about. But back then, men thought, you know, this is a fair exchange. I do this, you do that, we're both happy. Now, a lot of men don't think that dating is a fair exchange. Bottom line, men have feelings too. Men have egos they're trying to protect. Men have pride that they're trying to preserve. Men have emotions that they're not allowed to really show and have nobody to go to get any kind of consolation, any kind of comfort, or any kind of help with these emotions. So they have emotions that they're trying to manage. And sometimes they just aren't willing to take the risk of having any of these things challenged or damaged again by dealing with another woman. So they go through life focused on money, focused on other pleasures, and or hoping that they just get lucky, but they're not really gonna go out of their way to try to approach a woman in order to preserve their emotional well-being. Next reason why men don't approach you is that they actually 100% believe and agree with 21st century Western feminism, which has been preached in our culture the last 40 years and has seeped its way into all social institutions. They believe it. They truly do. And the core of feminism, at least third and fourth wave feminism, is that men and women are basically equal. We just use the restroom differently and have different roles in reproduction, but everything else is the same. Well, if this is the case, and men over the last 50 years have had this message beat in their head, well, I mean, what happens when they actually buy it and actually believe it and actually start living according to it? Well, they're not gonna do the traditional dating, mating, and relationship things that a lot of women still want, because it goes against feminist principles. We're equal. Why am I approaching you? Why can't you approach me? Why am I paying for the date? Why can't you pay for the date? Why don't we go Dutch? Why am I pursuing you? Why aren't you pursuing me? You see the slippery slope that believing in egalitarianism and 100% equality can result in? So some men don't approach you because they actually are living by the principles and the feminist ideals that many women espouse, support, and live by themselves, at least partially. So, like I said before, women really can't do anything about this for their own life and their own personal romantic situations. But if you maybe want to help the next generation out, then some of these feminist ideals need to be rolled back and some more traditional ones need to come into the common lexicon of society. Some of the modern, progressive, liberal ideals need to be scaled back and traditional, conservative, historically effective ideals of how men and women should deal with each other needs to come back into popularity. Next reason why men do not approach you kind of relates to the previous reason, and that is society no longer looks down upon single men or single people in general, really, but we're talking about the men now. So society no longer shuns single men. Whether people want to admit it or not, societal pressure affects our behavior, men and women. If society doesn't shame something, then people feel free to do it. Once upon a time, if you were a man over 30 and unmarried, then people would think something was wrong with you. They would think you're immature, think you're a kid. They would think you're undercover LGBTQIA. Of course, back then, that was super bad. They would think something of that nature, and it was definitely not a good look, not what you wanted other people to think of you. So for that reason and many more, you might act crazy in your early 20s, but you're going to get your act together and you're going to settle down before you're 30 as a man, because society expected you to, and nobody would really take you seriously until you did. Now, in 2021 going into 2022, that is just not the case. Nobody really cares if somebody's married or not married anymore, taken more seriously or respected more than unmarried people. There is no societal pressure to settle down and get married, and the societal pressure of even having kids within wedlock and living under the same roof as your children and raising them, that is starting to fade away as well. So if society says you can kind of do whatever you want to do, and society in 2021 puts the individual before the group, the individual before the family, puts present day pleasures and desires over long term obligations, duties, and things that would help society as a whole in the long term, as long as that's the case, then you're gonna have men living the bachelor life until they just can't do it anymore. So why do some men not approach? Because there's no societal pressure for him to take dating seriously and find a wife. So I approach. If I need some bedroom fun, I'll hire bedroom fun, or I'll wait till one of these aggressive women that have fully bought into feminism approaches me, or I'll get drunk and let my alter ego find some loving. But I'm not going to, in my right mind, intentionally go out here and try to find a woman to have a relationship with. No. Why? Why bring that headache to my life? Reason number 8 why men don't approach you is because of pornography. Pornography. I said this at the end of season 1, but a man's sexual attraction to a woman is the motivation, is the spark that he needs in order to do things, in order to approach, in order to pursue, in order to put up with certain things that he doesn't really want to put up with, in order to do a lot of things. It's the catalyst, the motivating factor, not the only one, but it's the initial one, and for a lot of men, it's the largest one that gets him going. His desire to mate with you is what keeps him going. But if he doesn't really have that desire because his natural testosterone urges are being fulfilled by manual release after he spends 10 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour on his phone or on his laptop looking at the most beautiful women in the history of the world do the craziest, most freaky things in the history of the world, then where's his motivation to go out and get the real thing? Porn doesn't reject a man. Porn, he always gets what he wants. He always gets the type of woman he wants. The woman is always ready, willing, and able. The woman's always excited. The woman doesn't have a headache. The woman's not in a bad mood. She's always there, ready to serve with a smile. So if men have this outlet, this risk-free, rejection-free, 100% satisfaction guaranteed or your money back, and 99% of the time no money is spent, then some men just get lost in this easier option and don't bother dealing with the real world, real rejection, real anxiety, and real stress and money expenditure approaching and going after women. Or if they do, they just don't do it as much because they can always fall back on Pornhub.com or whatever his favorite site is. Furthermore, the evolution of porn based on how it used to be is tremendous. The average man now, for no money in less than 30 minutes, can look at more naked, beautiful women in one sitting than the average man 50 years ago would see in his whole life. So the average nobody guy now with a cell phone can see more beautiful nude women than the average ladies man of 1960 ever could. This changes a man's brain. It's stimulation overload. It changes his motivations. It somewhat can change the chemistry of things within him. And that's why some men get addicted to porn, unfortunately. But if the placebo of porn was removed, then men would have no choice but to go out there and go after women. But now men have a choice, and many men are checking out of the 5% chance of success, long, slow, nerve-wracking process of approaching women, and just falling back on taking things in their own hands, pun intended. And the final reason why men don't approach you ties into the previous reason. Men of the 21st century are enjoying low-risk dating. Cold approach, approaching a woman in person, is about as nerve-wracking and high-risk as it gets. Why do that when I can open up a dating site profile and approach women online? Approach 50 times as many women online, cut and paste the same message to them, and hey, if only 5% of them actually respond to me, I don't really care too much about the 95% that rejected me, because it's kind of a passive, out of sight, out of mind, indirect rejection, not an in-my-face, complete disapproval, ego-deflating, in-person rejection. Why approach a woman in real life if I can approach her on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, Tinder, Bumble, Plenty of Fish, Match? Why go through the traditional, slow, stressful means of trying to get a woman when I can do it the easy way, on my own couch, without getting dressed up, without having to have any dance moves, any swag, without having to put on the right cologne, and still get about the same amount of success as I would if I actually tried it the old-fashioned way? So men, don't approach you, because men of my generation and the younger generations have gotten used to low-risk, low-stress, convenient, easy ways to meet new women, so they don't bother or stress themselves out with the old traditional way of cold approaching a woman in the grocery store or at her job or somewhere out in the wild. They just don't deal with that anymore. Technology is at the root of these last two reasons I've given you as to why men don't approach women the same way they used to.
Well, that just about does it. I think I have completely exhausted this subject matter, why men don't approach you. Well, let's recap this episode and go down the list one final time. Reason number one, he doesn't approach you because you do not go out enough. A man can't approach you if you don't go anywhere but to work, home, and your best friend's house. You actually have to be out and about, available, out in the public in order to be properly approached. Reason number two, men don't approach you because the easiest places for men to approach women, you don't go there, you don't spend any time there, or society has changed over the last 20 to 50 years so that the most natural places for a man to approach a woman are no longer kosher, no longer socially acceptable, no longer easy places for him to approach you. What can you do about this? Well, I detailed the most common places that your grandparents and great-grandparents might have met. So in these places, you need to be more open-minded to being approached and let men around you know that, hey, it's okay for us to be authentic with each other, let our hair down, and have genuine conversation and interaction and not be so stuffy and business-like all the time. Reason number three is that the culture has basically taught parents to teach their daughters that you do nothing to impress a man. You don't concern yourself with men. Men just happen. Live your life however you want to, regardless of what men like or don't like, or are attracted to and not attracted to, and things will just work out. This is poor advice for most women. Women of previous generations did not do this. They did concern themselves with how they carried themselves, how they dressed themselves, their reputation, how they appeared in public, and things of that nature. They did care what men liked and occasionally actually tried to do things that men liked so men would like them. Wow, I know it's a novel concept, but yeah, if you want to be a woman that wants to be chosen, then you need to concern yourself with men's preferences, likes, and dislikes, and act accordingly. So that concludes the portion of my list today in which a woman as an individual has direct control over and direct influence over how often or how much she is approached. The rest of this list is just for your education, because you as an individual can't do much about this to make the situation in your personal life better. However, possibly if you, your friends, and your family want to collectively get together, you could maybe impact the culture as a whole and hopefully mitigate or get rid of some of these issues and problems that you're suffering from for future generations, so your daughters and your granddaughters will not have to deal with this. Reason number four why you are not being approached is because he thinks there's no way you can be single. You're absolutely too beautiful to be single. Or he thinks if a woman as beautiful as you actually are single, there's definitely something wrong with you. So I'm not gonna even bother. Whether this is true or not, some men, typically inexperienced men or nice guys / good guys, tend to psych themselves out when it comes to approaching extremely beautiful women, thinking that this woman would never go for me, so why even give it a try? So if you yourself are an 8, 9, or 10, but find yourself not being approached that often, this might be the reason why. Reason number 5 why men do not approach you is many men of the current generation and the following generation were raised in a fatherless home, therefore there was no masculine male presence in their life to teach them how to be a man, and more specifically how to pursue, approach, and deal with women on a romantic level. Without a man teaching a boy how to be a man, he doesn't know what to do. He doesn't have the slightest idea. And learning by trial and error isn't everybody's cup of tea. So like I alluded to earlier, there's nothing that can be done about this that will help you out. But if you ensure that your sons and your cousin's sons and your friend's sons are all raised in either two-parent homes or at least with strong masculine presence in their youth, then most likely these young boys will grow into men that don't have this problem. So you will be solving this problem for the future generations of women. Reason number 6 why you're not being approached is that there is no longer in the 21st century pressure from society as a whole on men to settle down, get married, and be family men. There's really no pressure on anyone to actually live the family life anymore. Individualism is at an all-time high. And believe it or not, societal pressure influences people's actions, thoughts, and decisions. Therefore, if a man's not going to gain any respect or any type of positive in society's eyes by becoming a family man, getting married, and settling down, and he's also not going to lose anything as far as respect or opportunities in society's eyes, then a man's going to do whatever he wants to do, or he's going to take the path of least resistance. Approaching you, trying to create something out of nothingness, is not the path of least resistance. The next reason why men don't approach you is because these men have fully bought into 21st century Western cultural fourth wave feminism. If one were to truly analyze the tenets of egalitarianism and fourth wave feminism, then there's no way they can conclude that a man should be pursuing or approaching a woman any more than she is supposed to be pursuing or approaching him. Chivalry kind of goes out the door if you are truly living by egalitarianism. Should he pay? Should you pay? Should y'all go Dutch? All of the parts of dating, mating, and the romantic dance between men and women, the parts that women benefit from and love so much, pretty much most of them go out the window if a man actually takes what he's been taught in school, takes what he's been taught at the job about how he should treat women, and applies that to all aspects of his life, more specifically his romantic, personal, private life. So why are you not being approached? Because he's waiting on you to approach him. Y'all are equals, right? Another reason why a man might not approach you is because they have PTSD from their last relationship where they got their heart broken or they were screwed over. Or they might have a brother, friend, family member, or favorite online influencer that has shared some negative stories to them regarding women and how they were screwed over or had their heart broken. And they are hesitant to approach you because of somebody else's negative experiences with somebody similar to you. The final two reasons on the list are related to technology. You are not being approached because A, pornography decreases the motivation of men to get out of their house and go seek real life feminine affection and, let's call it, bedroom relaxation from a woman. And B, men are getting lazy because of the technological advance of online dating. The rejection factor and risk factor when one chooses the online dating path as opposed to old-fashioned in-person meetups is much less. He can talk to way more women, suffer way less pain and way less rejection, and get similar results. So why do something the inconvenient hard way when you can get similar results doing it an easier way? Well, there you have it. Hopefully you have learned something. Over the last three episodes, we've gone over at least 19 reasons why men don't approach you in general, or why men might not approach you specifically. Hopefully you can identify two, three, or four reasons that you could do something about proactively that will in turn increase the quality of your love life. And the handful of reasons and situations that you cannot improve for your own self, think about getting together with other like-minded women, family members, friends, co-workers, whoever, and trying to see if you could collectively do something about those problems for the next generation and shift the culture back to closer to what it should be. I trust that you value and appreciate the time we spent on this subject, but we've got to the point where it's time to turn the page and talk about something new next episode. Before I go, quick announcement. Be on the lookout this coming February for a new and improved, revitalized YouTube page for the podcast. In 2022, I'll be focusing all my efforts toward the YouTube page, so make sure to be on the lookout for that. This is Alexander B. Stevens, signing off.
Well, that wraps up this episode of the podcast. Alexander B. thanks you for taking time out of your day to listen to what he has to say. Hopefully, you feel the information shared today has helped you get one step closer to understanding men and one step closer to the type of relationship you have always dreamed of. If this episode spoke to you or you indeed felt that it was helpful, please share it with your friends and followers on social media and text the link to the episode to your inner circle of friends. If you have a future topic suggestion or need any clarification about anything that was shared during this episode, feel free to email the show at whatishethinking@gmail.com or follow and DM the show on Instagram at whatishethinking_podcast. Be clear and concise with your message, and Mr. Stevens will do his best to accommodate you. Once again, we appreciate you lending us a listening ear, and we hope your tomorrow is better than your yesterday. Enjoy the rest of your week. The podcast that is here to help you win with men, signing off. Until we speak again.